Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Open up.
Guide me, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Magnify Him. Somebody in service this morning, give Him glory, give Him honor. Thank you, because your destiny is opening up. Our destiny is opening up. Give Him glory, give Him praise, give Him honor. Oh, renamakatos kede miriabaya. Celebrenia kalabaya. Mandana no se kede beria. Are you sure you're in church this morning? Lift up your voice. Migidoze genemenu gabenis. Mambana moneketo labarabana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Meketelia gradish. Makapalabano katayabai. My destiny shall not be the same. Oh, reketepeleya. Lord, from this service, something has to shift. Something has to move. Something has to happen. Miko penemano deke. You can pray some more. You can pray some more. And you can pray some more. You can pray some more. You can pray some more. Lord, I'm in an encounter with destiny service. Something must happen to my destiny. Oh, remakapayaya. Male krediabaya. Let the channels of my destiny open up. Let the channels of my destiny open up. Let the channels of my destiny open up. Lord, shift me to the next chapter. Lord, take me to the next chapter. I am tired of the status quo. I am tired of the status quo. I desire a shift. I desire a move. I desire the next step, Lord. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there. I break out of all darkness. I break out of all obscurity. Migereya no Hosea. Shamanataya Tolia. What are you waiting for? You can pray. What are you waiting for? You can talk to the Father. Channels of my spirit. Open up. Open up. Open up. I'm tired. Eritu keke sapaya. Tantana monege rabeke sunia. No more. Ishile monakete. Amreni andula kreke sobrahaya gadaba. Jesus, my eyes look up unto you for the help that I need this morning. Send it my way. Send it my way. Send it my way. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have a prophetic word as we get ready to hear His word in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. As I remind you again in this service, I welcome you to your encounter with destiny service. Your destiny will never remain the same again. Your amen did not show it. Well, if you are like me that is hungry for the next level, your amen can be more louder. Amen. It's on the screen. You can read together with me. Let's read one to go, everyone. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and that brought your father up out of the land of Egypt. Lord, I must advance. I must advance. I must what? Like I said in the first service, see, when you are tired of the floor will let you go. When you are tired, when you are desperate, the floor will let you out. The floor will let you out. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? For the path of the just is like a shining light. Proverbs 4:18. And it shines more and more and more and more. That's why you must advance. That is why you must advance. That is why you must not be satisfied at where you are. This service is shifting us next. It's shifting us to the next level. This is already a prophetic service. Somebody is going to the next level. Your next level promotion. Your next level immigration. Your next level health. Your next level finance. Say with me, next level. Louder you can say next level. And the loudest you can, next level. One more time, prophesy upon yourself. Lord, shift me to the next level. Take me to the next level. Next level. I thank you for where I am, but I thank you more for the next level. Don't mind your neighbor. Everybody to his destiny. You are in a prophetic service. Take advantage of the moment. There is a shift in the cloud. There is a movement in the realm of the spirit. Somebody is breaking out of darkness. The light of God is shining upon your life. Chains are broken. Chains are breaking. Right now, as you are mentioning it, as you are declaring it, God is confirming it. The next. Ragode, Yagagadori, Abagada, Barako, Tekeriabala. Mashaka parako tekere no diata. Liborobia cantano se agalaba. You didn't come to a normal service. You have come to an unusual service this Sunday. A shift. Jesus, take me to the next. Mikano ketako peke no kaparako se keteperia. Manana no sekete leberia. Ia manana manama. Imbroria gadaya. Imbradia kota. Jesus. I'm no longer going to be in the peace. I refuse to be called sick. I refuse to be called sick. I refuse to be stagnated. A shift. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, thank you for what you have in stock for us. Thank you because you are the God that advances the destiny of many. And thank you because our destiny is about to take a new shift, a new flight, a new movement by the power of your word coming tonight. Thank you because no one's destiny will be grounded again. In the name of Jesus, send us your word again this morning. And by the encounter of your word, let new chapters be opened for each and everyone. We give you the praise and the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen can be louder and bigger. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Say with me, I am a child of destiny. Louder you can, I'm a child of destiny. We're already ministering in the service, and I need your spirit to be alive and connect, because there is already a shift in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody, suddenly you will just enter into that place that God has prepared for you. Amen. Your amen can be bigger and louder. Amen. Understanding the power of vision as it relates to the fulfillment of destiny. Today we'll look at part one. The subject matter of this month is how our destiny can take a new shift. The power of vision. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The people perish. The people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So the security of every destiny is in the discovery of vision. The discovery of vision. When vision is discovered, destiny is recovered. When vision is discovered quickly and promptly, destiny becomes recovered. What is vision? Is the unfolding of God's plan as it relates to a man, a people, a nation, a community, a family. Finding out God's plan. Somebody say God's plan. Please talk to me, just say God's plan. Vision means the finding of God's plan. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "Hi, the Lord, I have a plan for you." The revised version I want to read, the revised standard version. He said, "For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of warfare, if you can find it there, put it out there, please, for us. To give you a future and a hope. A plan. I have plans for you." Thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. So, when we discover that plan, we can recover it quickly. God's plan for our life is not only revealed to us through the word, but also through vision. So there are two channels, major channels to encounter his plan. One, through his word. Psalm 119 verse 105. Please follow me quickly, because I'm feeling very strong again in this service. We need to pray. So I want to get this on and get us to pray again. Amen. He said, "The word is a lamp to my feet and a what?" What do you do with light in your path to show you the way? True of us. Isaiah 29 and verse 11. The vision of all, not some, is become as unto you as the word of a book. Can you see that? The vision of all has been packaged in the book. The book. The book. And the book is sealed. Deliver it to one that is learning, saying, "Read, read." He said, "I prayed thee," and he said, "I cannot, for the word is sealed." Any devil that is blinding your eyes not to see what God has said concerning you from this book, may that devil be checked out of your life. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. "For the God of this world have blinded the eyes of them that believe not, so that the light of the gospel," this is the gospel, "will not shine on them." The image will not shine. So because they cannot see it, they can't seize it. Because until you capture, are you getting me? Your future in the scripture, you can't future in it. You can't future in it. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, "For you have seen well. I will hasten my word." Media, just follow me, please. As much as you can. Jeremiah 1:12. So listen to me. When it comes to your destiny, the Bible is the authentic book for you to check. The Bible. The vision of all. Hebrews 10 and verse 7. Hear what it said. He said, lo, I come in the volume of book. Why? It is written about me. Me. You can find me in this book. You can find me. But where's the challenge? Most will not read. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. Most will not read. Seek ye out of the book and read. That is why destiny look red. Because if you will not read, it will be looking red. The book. The destiny of my life is in the book. So what does this mean? It therefore means that if I can settle with the settled word, my destiny is settled. I don't care what they said. Heaven and earth may pass away. He said, but the jot of my word will not go. Matthew 24, 20, 35. Psalm 119, verse 89. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the jot of my word will not what? Will not fail. So let God be true, and all man be a liar. Is there a dream you saw and did not conform to what is written? Check out the dream. It's not yours. What is written is what is supposed to happen. Somebody say, believe in amen. So may I believe the word. Please, I am trying to help you. Because this is the undoing of many Christians. They believe more their dreams than what has been written. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. In John 10, 35. Hear what it said. John 10, 35. And verse 36. Thank you, Jesus. If you call them God, unto whom the word of God came, and the what? Scriptures. Cannot be what? Talk to me, church. The scriptures? The scriptures? The scriptures? The scriptures? So anything that is written, it can't be broken. That's what Isaiah 34, 16 says. It says, none shall want amit. He said, out of the mouth of God, he has commanded it, and the Spirit has gathered it. Whatever is holding down any destiny is not as per the book. Are you catching that now? For many are the affliction of the righteous. He said, he will deliver them all from it. So I decree your deliverance. I said, I decree your deliverance. Did you not see it from the word? He said, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John 5, 4. So you are not a victim. You are a victor. It is written, 1 John 5, 4. You are not a victim. So your destiny cannot be victimized. Not even by the devil. I want you to be angry. Listen. If you see what God has written about you, you'll be tired of where you are. You'll be tired in where you are now. Jesus, this is too small as compared to what you have said. Isaiah 60, 22. Hear what the word said about you. A little one shall become a thousand. And a small one shall become what? Look at your neighbor and say, you are a nation. You are not a person. Let me ask you, have you started operating as a nation? Compared to where you are, you, he said, a little one shall become a nation. God is turning personalities to nationalities. I'm telling you the truth. Isaiah 9 and verse 8. A word went told Jacob, and he picked up on the entire nation of Israel. God turned one man to become a nation. You are the next. I say 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 you are the next. I told your amen will be louder. You are the next. So he's unveiled to us from his word. And then number two, we say vision. Habakkuk 2 verse 1 to 3. I stand on my watch. I will set myself on a tower. And I will watch to see what he will say. And I said in the first service, listen, people, and this will be a blessing to you if you can receive it. There is nothing new God will say that he has not said. Did you get that? There is nothing new God will say that he has not said. All that God will say to you is still in his word. So I will stand on my watch to see what he will say to me. Write the vision and make it plain. So all I need to do is do what? Stand on an alert to check from his word. And from there, I can capture a picture of what the future looks like. Are you catching that now? That picture is what we call vision. Vision. Because anything you claim to see in the night that you can't find in his word, I beg you, trash it. I beg you, trash it. So you must compare those things you are hearing and those things you are seeing. Come and compare them with his word. Compare it with his word. Let God be true and all man be a what? A liar. The truest of all truth is the word. For we can do nothing except against the truth, but for the truth. So, you capture a picture, vision. You are able to see what he has said, revelation. Revelation. Settling down with the word to understand what the word is saying per time. Revelation. As we behold him as in a glass, 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are changed into the same image. From what? From glory to glory. Can you see that? So your change is not in view until you have encounters with revelation. That is why you hear many times. It will just move you. It will just take you to where you are supposed to be. Somebody say, I hear. Louder you can say, I hear. And the loudest you can say, I hear. How do I assess vision? Are you with me? Number one. To assess vision, you must desire vision. You must what? You must what? You must what? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord in all you have. And lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, do what? And he will do what? God cannot direct you when you are not willing to be directed. You must desire it. Revelation 1 and verse 9, speaking about John the beloved. He said, I am one of you, your companion in tribulation. In the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, I was in the house of Patmos. For the word. I went there. And when you look at the book of Revelation, you'll be like, wow, what a revelation. Because this man said he went to that mountain for the word, not for things. Lord, reveal it. Show it to me. He went for the word and he prepared himself for it. You see that in verse 10. He said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day and I began to hear him. I prepared myself. I sanitized myself. I got myself ready. This month, may you and me encounter vision. I say, may you and me encounter vision. May you and me encounter vision. May you and me encounter vision. Number two, engage the prayer altar to secure access. Engage the prayer altar. Jeremiah 29:11. He gave us, he said, I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord of hosts. They are not of evil, to give you an expected end. I like what he said in verse 12. He said, then you shall call and you shall go and pray to me and I will hearken to you. Verse next. He said, then you shall seek. Do you want me to show you? You have to call and you have to seek. And you must do it with the whole... Don't be casual about these things, sir. Nobody have two lives. Let's get serious. You don't have a spare. You can't manage through life. You need to live the best of your life. How can you live the best of life when you don't even know what God is saying? Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you. Somebody say, show it to me, Lord. Louder, you can say, show it to me, Lord. You may ask, why do I need vision? Let me answer that. Two things. Very important. Number one, you need vision because you don't know your right from your wrong. The human mind is absolutely bankrupt. In Proverbs 14:12, he said, there is a way that seems right. It seems right, but it is not right. Oh, please, let's wake up. Do you know the smartest of brain is still not right before God? It seems right. The same thing, Proverbs 16:25. It looks good. All that glitters is not gold. Not every open door is God's doors. Not every open door. At his best, he doesn't know his right from his left. Let me show you this and it will be a blessing. Isaiah 31:1. Let's read it. We don't know our right from our left, so we must relax. It's a woe unto them that go to Egypt for help and stay in horses and trust in chariot because they are many. Popular opinion. Is that not our issue today? Popular opinion. They are many. They are many. So because they are all many and they are doing it, you think it's right. I'm sure you know that those who are walking to hell are more many than those who are walking to heaven. True of us? The Bible says broad is the way. And many are they that walk in it. I can tell you the truth for free. Not all popular opinion is God's opinion. Look at what the scripture says. Because they are many, woe unto them that go for help in Egypt, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. You know, when the Bible talks about strong, it's talking about skill. You know, it's talking about certificates. All their inferences, all the observation we have observed, we have done all our analysis that is paralyzing them. And we can tell you, you know, by the time you do this and do that, my brother, no. Relax. Beware of the strength of men. Because by strength, 1 Samuel 2:9, by strength. In this kingdom, we don't prevail by strength. We prevail by light. Beware. Let me finish that scripture. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Father, I say thank you. In the name of Jesus, may you be delivered from popular opinion. Amen. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Anything you want to do, the first thing you do is you are talking to men instead of you to talk to God first. Verse 2. He said, yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not back his word. But we arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that walk iniquity. Verse 3. Very quickly, please. Read with me, everybody want to go. Now, the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down. And they all, including the one that is helping you and the helper, is all of you will be failure. You know, I have people I just need to call. When I call one or two people to be sorted, have you called on God first? God first. Look at your neighbor with a smile and say, neighbor, is God first? Is God first? Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Number two, why you need to be led of God is because you don't know tomorrow like the one who created it. You don't know tomorrow. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. You don't know tomorrow. Remember not the former thing? For I am the Lord, there is no one like me. Verse 10, he said, declaring the end from the beginning. I know your end. Let me guide you. There's no human being that can successfully tell you they know your future. They may know some, but they don't know all. Are you with me now? Give God the chance. A woman may be very nice. Have you seen my girlfriend? Oh, nice. Beautiful. You know, I'm even thinking of proposing. Ah. But you have not sought the Lord. You have not said, God, this is what I desire, but what are you saying? You need to settle down. And it's devised by Sir, for you also the man. Not all that glitters is gold. Not everybody in church is in touch. I don't care whether they're in choir. Sorry, choir. Or they're in sanctuary keeper. You know the brother? You see him in church. He's always cleaning. He's a humble brother. Ah. You are okay to the level of what you know. But let the one that knows the future guide you. Inside that brother you call humble, maybe God is seeing a white beater. And God is saying, my daughter, just hold on. Just hold on. I'm trying to press a button to show you something. But because you are too hurry, aduba, gariando sikabayata. Lord, help us. We don't know the future like the one that knows it. So let's allow the one that knows it to show us the way. From where I come from, they said, is the one that knows the road. He should be the one to do what? To show the road. Follow who knows road. That's how they put it. Please let me interpret it for your neighbor. What I meant. Follow who knows road. Help me talk to your neighbor and interpret it now. Be my interpreter. Thank you. Say, pastor means, or pastor meant, you follow who knows the road. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. You will not miss your step again. Let's move on. But I want you to do a reflection. Most of our frustration today and our depression and where we are going through all kind of pinch, if we truly check, God never said anything about it. Most of it. Most, if you check. Why? Because you will not follow who knows the road. But I see mercy coming through. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
Louder, you can say mercy.
Mercy.
How do I prove when God is showing me vision? Number one, it drives the visionary. Genesis 12, 1 to 4. You saw God appear to Moses. Abraham spoke to him. Verse 4, Abraham immediately departed. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, his word was in me like fire that is shut up in my bone. That means he fireized me. He gingertized me. He pushed me. Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, the spirit entered me when he spoke. Now listen to me. When you are draggy, it may be a proof that you didn't hear God. Or you are looking for people to, please just motivate me. God's vision is motivating in nature. If truly you have heard God, it stirs you. It stirs you. Number two, he allays all fears. No more fear. No more fear. I said no more fear. I said no more fear. You hear what he said? In Psalm 23 verse 4, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You will never fear any evil.
Amen.
I say you will never fear any evil.
Amen.
We have the testimony of Moses. God was leading him back to where he was running from, and he was not afraid to go and look to Moses, look to Pharaoh in the face and say, Pharaoh, let my people go. That means he saw a vision of God. He could not hold back. He went and faced his fear. I curse every spirit of fear in every life this morning under the sound of my voice. Please know that fear is not your friend. Fear is your enemy. In Proverbs 29:25, he said the fear of a man has brought him under a snare. Your fear can trap you. Your fear can keep you. The reason a lot of you will not take steps is because you are afraid of men. You are afraid. In Job 3:25, Job said, the things I am afraid of, they are the things that have come on me. I decree that God will deliver you and me from the spirit of fear.
Amen.
Number three, it will build confidence in us. Somebody say, I hear. If you truly have engender of encounter, biblical vision, it will just infuse confidence inside you. The Bible tells us in Philippians 3 and verse 3, it says, for we have no confidence in the flesh, the B part. We have no confidence in the flesh, but our confidence is in God. Hebrews 10:35. It said, you cast away all, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. He said, for they have great recompense of reward. So the more confident you are in facing life, the more that challenge will face out of your life. So get back. Somebody say, I'm going back to confront all my confronters. And you are coming out with victory. Would you say a louder amen?
Amen.
I say, would you say the loudest amen? Now, shout it loud with me, I'm a child of destiny.
I'm a child of destiny.
The loudest you can say, I'm a child of destiny.
I'm a child of destiny.
And the loudest you can say, I'm a child of destiny.
I'm a child of destiny.
Romans 8:29 and 30 gives us a picture of the destiny as ordained of God. You are a child of destiny. You are not a nonentity. No. You are not saved to be a victim. You are saved to be a victor. Your destiny have details. Somebody say detail. And remember what we said when we began? The Bible is the book of the details of what your destiny look like. Let me show you some few things from scripture. Number one, from Romans 8, 29, 30, we discover that we all have a glorious destiny. Our destiny. He said, glorified. I see God glorifying you. Number two, you have an enviable destiny. Envy, envy, envy. Genesis 26, 12 to 14 and Galatians 4, verse 28. Envy! You are not to be pitied, you are to be envied. Number three, you have a prosperous destiny. These are what the Bible says concerning you. You believe it or you don't. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Jesus was rich but became poor so that through his poverty, you and me may become rich. In John 10, 10, he said he came to give you life and you will have the life in abundance. Somebody say abundance. Abundance. Number four, you have a royal destiny. Somebody say amen to that. Revelation 5:10, you are kings and priests, and you shall reign on there. So you are, your destiny cannot be ruined. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, he said, you are a royal priesthood. You are royal. You are royal. Say with me, I'm royal. Louder, you can say, I'm royal. Finally, let's note. With all these things packaged, it can only deliver as far as our eyes can see. Yes, God said all these things concerning me, but as far as my eyes can see. It takes revelation for you to enter into your destiny in Christ. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. He said, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it to you. In Acts 20 and verse 32, note these scriptures down. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to give you. Your inheritance is given when you have encounter with the word. The word. So word encounter is destiny encounter. And then you see 2 Corinthians 3:18 says the same thing. As we behold him as in the glass of his word, he said we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So revelation is our access to our destiny. As I'm speaking right now, I pray that somebody's eyes be open. If there is anything that we have told you in the past that have held you down, I pray that God will break you free from that force. Amen. That spirit that have held you down, God will break you free from it. Amen. Say louder, amen, please. Amen. We're going to wrap up here. How do I fulfill my glorious destiny? Few keys to hold on. Number one is that you must be born again. Because it's the first step. John 3, verse 3 to 5. You must. Why? Because everyone that is not saved is a child of destitute. No matter what you do on earth, if you are not saved, you will still end up in hell. I hope you agree with me with that. That's it. People may clap on for you here. Oh, wonderful man. He has a lot of money. That's your cup of tea. I'm telling you the truth. It holds no water. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So destiny begins with salvation. But it does not end there. Number two, walk in the fear of God like Joseph. Because those who we fear God, we fear well in life. Those who fear God, their destiny will fear well. Do you know why Satan is holding a lot of Christians down? A lot of Christians don't fear God. In Psalm chapter 5 and verse 12, hear what the Bible says. And every one of us need this. It said, for the Lord God will bless the righteous with what? Favor. We need to encompass him as a shield. You will fear well in life when you stay in the fear of God. The fear of God is your ticket to fear well. What does that mean? Now that you are born again, don't get back to the things that does not please God. Otherwise, they will be the enemy of your destiny. The more we fear God, the more we assess what God has for us. Psalm 25 and verse 14. Number three, stay in love. Somebody say, I will stay in love. Like David did, stay in love. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and 14. A man after God's heart. Stay there. Not today and tomorrow. Stay in love. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Your destiny is unlimited if you can stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Romans 8:29. For we know all things work together for their destiny to them that love God. Somebody say, I'm a lover of God. May your love for God never go down. Would you say louder amen now? Amen. Four, walk in the light of God's word. Walk in the light of God's word like Paul. Every time God reveals things to you, please don't delay. Isaiah 60 and 1, arise and shine, for your light is come. Jump at it. Jump at it. Ephesians 5:8. For you are sometimes darkness, but now you are light. Walk in the light. You have had some light this morning. Walk in it. Somebody say, I will do. I see grace being released. Somebody receive that grace. In Jesus' mighty name. We round up with these few scriptures. The master key. For everyone that wants to fulfill destiny. Job 36 and verse 11. And there we're going to pray from. Walk in the light. Job 36 verse 11. He said, if they obey and they serve him, they will spend their days in what? And their years in what? Verse 12. Let's read together. Everyone is on the screen. If they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. And they shall die without knowledge. This is where everybody needs to wake up. If they obey and they serve him. I wrote in my note, I said, if you will not stop serving God, God will not stop changing your levels. It will never stop. If you will not stop, if you will just stay on, God tells you something, you are on for it. Is there every Sunday that God does not tell us something in this church? How many do we do? Satan is not our problem. Man is his problem. We must dive at everything that God says obedient. And we must be ready to never get to a place where you are too familiar with God. He was speaking about them in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14, all the way, speaking about this church, the church in Laodicea. He said, "These things saith Amen, the faithful and the true witness. I witness this thing, the beginning of the creation of God." He said in verse next, he said, "I know your work, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you are cold or hot. You are not hot, you are not cold, you are just there." Verse next. He said, "You have stayed in the place of lukewarmness." God is telling you things and you are doing nothing. How can your destiny change? Nobody goes forward sitting down. Are you with me? Nobody. This lukewarmness is killing the church. Lord, we need your fire. We need what? Your fire. This lukewarmness, lukewarm prayer life, lukewarm Bible study life, lukewarm time for fellowship, lukewarm response to anything God says. Look at this scripture. Let's continue so that you can see a picture of ourselves. This is where we are getting it wrong. Next, please. He said, "Because you say I am." Nobody's small job you talk to. You are a big boy. Big boy. Or big girl. Eh? Because you have 10,000 likes. Now, nobody can talk to you. I'm a social media specialist. I am rich. I have increased in good. Can you see the problem of the church? I have no need of no. I'm just fine. I'm just okay. You are not okay. You are not. Thank God for your 2 cars. You are still poor. Look at what he said. "You don't know that you are wretched and what? Miserable." You are poor. You are blind. Do you know why? Because if you compare yourself to what God is saying, you are not 0.1% there. God said you are a nation. You are only feeding 10 people and you are doing big boy. You are poor. That's what the Bible says. Don't be too big. Your destiny is bigger than what God is saying. Don't get lukewarm. Don't get to a place where you have jobs and you say, "Well, I'm a businessman." And no, because I'm a businessman, I don't have time. All these pastors, they just like disturbing people. If everybody come to church, who will do business? And you think God's not hearing those things you are saying? I want you to caution yourself. Was David not a king? One of the most celebrated kings in the world, true of us. David had a schedule of 7 times praising God every day and 3 times. David said, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God." My brother, wake up. You are too proud for where God is taking you. Because you are too fine. The only time you come to church is Sunday. Fine girl. Well done. We need to wake up. Church, we need to wake up. Let's compare ourselves to where God wants to take us and compare to where we are. You will tell yourself, "I need to wake up. I need to wake up. Lord, I'm not there. I'm sorry for settling. I'm sorry." In Isaiah 6:2, he said, "Woe to them that are ease in Zion." Let's take it easy. We won't kill ourselves. Is it you that killed God? Yeah, we didn't kill God now. Let's not kill ourselves. Relax. You hear people say things here and there. And then, let me say one thing that's funny you. There are some of us who have people who will be telling you, "My brother, you are fine. You are okay." They are your enemies, though. Because you know why? They don't want you to go beyond them. So you have lukewarm parties. Lord, set my heart on fire. Are you catching what I'm saying? Brother and sisters, I can tell you the truth. The future is greater than where we are today. Look at these prayers that David prayed. Psalm 57 verse 8. David said, "Awake up, my glory, awake." This was a man that was never settled. Psalm 57 verse 8. Awake,
up my glory. Then David said, I myself, I will wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Please, tell your neighbor, wake up. Wake up! We are sleepy too much. Yes, you won one soul. Is that all? There are more. As long as there are people in the valley of decision, there is still more souls to be won. Wake up. You've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Well done. We clap on for you. Is that all? They are new every morning. They are new. I'm not proud. Are you catching that now? The first 5 years of my Christianity, I finished this Bible 3 times. If I am that proud, I shouldn't read now. But every day, Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what are you saying? You have not even read anything. And yet, please, let's wake up. Church, let's wake up. This sleepy state cannot take us where we are going. I'm challenging everyone in this church. Catch a new fire for God. Catch a new fire. You are too warm for the future that God has ordained for you. He said you are wretched, you are poor, you are naked. May you never get the money that will make you turn your back at God. Amen. Please say amen and receive it. Amen. May you never marry the wife that will make you turn your back at God. Amen. May you never marry the husband that will make you turn your back at God. Lord, I'm waking up. Lord, I am waking up. Please rise up on your feet. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I'm tired of the status quo. I'm tired of the status quo. Lift up your voice and give God thanks for his word as much as you can. Give him thanks. Give God thanks for his word. Lord, thank you for your word that is nudging me today to wake up. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word that has come to me today. Please pray that prayer for yourself. Pray that prayer for yourself. God is nudging you and me. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Please pray for yourself right now. Lord, set my heart on fire. 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 Lift up your voice and pray. Father, set my heart on fire. Lord, set my heart on fire. Lord, set my heart on fire. I refuse to be warm. I refuse to be cold. Lord, I rise up. I'm rising up. In the name of Jesus. Are you sure you are praying for yourself? Media, help me put that psalm on the screen. Let's people use it to pray. Psalm 57 and verse 8. Lord, I myself, I wake up. The glory of my destiny must shine. I wake up. I wake up. Pray for yourself. I wake up. I wake up. I wake up. I'm coming out of my sleep. I'm coming out of lukewarmness. Please pray for yourself. This glory must shine. You are not there yet. The glory of my destiny must shine. Lord, I rise up again. I refuse to be down. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse to stay where I belong. I make a move. I refuse to stay in obscurity. I rise. Please pray for yourself. I rise. I rise. I rise. I am taking step. I'm moving from where I used to be. No more lukewarmness. No more giving excuses. Lord, I rise up to responsibility. My destiny must not remain the same. In Jesus' name, say a loud amen. Please, you can say the loudest of amen. Before we pray for everyone in this service, you give me the privilege to pray for those who want to say, Pastor, I want to start with the first step. I have lost touch with Jesus. I need to get back on track with him. I want to pray for those who want to surrender their life to Christ. Very quickly, wherever you are, please give us the privilege to pray for you. There's a reason you came to church today. Jesus wants to connect back with you. And I want you to see that
as a serious thing. Among any other things he wants to do, he wants to connect back. He said, I'm standing at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. If you can open. He said, I want to come in. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Please, wherever you are, Pastor, pray with me. I need to surrender my life to Christ. I want you to take a bold step. Lift up your right hand. We are going to pray for you. God bless you as you do. Pastor, I need a new start. I need to reconnect. I need to get back. I want to totally surrender to Christ. There is a way that seems right, but it's a way to destruction. If you are raising up your hand, please take a bold step. Come to the altar area. We'll pray for you. Church, let's clap our hands and just encourage anyone that needs to come. We are waiting for you. 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 Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Everything.
Everything I give to you,
withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
I surrender all to you. Please come. God bless you. Church, clap your hands. Let them come. You want to rededicate your life? Very well. God bless you. What a great way. What an awesome way to start. God bless you. Keep coming. God bless you. Don't hold back. Withholding nothing. I surrender one more time. Please come. Nowhere is too far. Nowhere too long. Just get in here. God bless you. Young man, young woman, God bless you. Withholding nothing. Thank you, Father. Everyone in front, place your right hand on your chest. Please, you are not too late. You can join us in this prayer right now. That brother, that man, you can still join. Please come. He's telling you to come to reconnect. You were born again before. You have drifted off. You are turning your back on him. He's telling you you can reconnect. Get down here. We want to pray for you. And you'll be glad that you did. Everyone in front, please place your right hand on your chest. Let's pray this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my sin. I am not perfect. I need your help and I need your forgiveness. Jesus, with your precious blood, wash me, cleanse me, and make me a new person. From today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for not condemning me and for receiving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I pray for you. The grace that I've made you make this decision, that same grace will keep you in this race for life. I pray that the power not to go back to those old life, those old nature, that power will rest upon you. From today, you are making it to destiny forward. You will never go backward again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please just say louder, amen. Please open your eyes. You come this direction. Come and meet our pastors and follow them. They will help you with the decision you have made and give you some materials. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for them. 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 Father, we give you time. I want you to place your hand upon yourself anywhere you can as a point of contact. And I want you to begin to declare into your destiny. Again, as we receive prophetic blessing, Lord, my destiny is shifting to the next chapter. From today, I refuse the status quo. I refuse all the limitations. Lord, everything about me, a new chapter. You are the one that advanced Moses. Advance me. Pray for yourself. That thing in your destiny opens up in the name of Jesus. Shano gabarada yaba. Mambrone kelegaya. Radu kalia balada. Presuate ladus. Shankwamina kose. Represusi keria. Gridia golaba. Satan, lose me. I am making advancement from now. The power of the jaws is like a shining light. Pray for yourself. I'm shining more and more. My marital destiny is established. My fruitfulness destiny is established. My career established. My business established. No more limits. No more stumbling blocks. No more. No more. No more. I gain speed. I gain speed. Pray for yourself. I gain speed. I gain unusual favor. Unusual favor. Every misfortune over. No more misfortune. No more misfortune. No more sorrow moment in my destiny. Shano keriatolaya. Zezuzi enegiriakaya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Are you sure your faith is in the line? As hands are laid on you or you are touching yourself, that is the hand of God. The hand of God that takes people out of obscurity and bring them into limelight. I decree that that hand will come upon you right now. You know, the hand of God came upon Elijah, and Elijah outran an ox into the gates of Jezreel. I decree that the hand of God will come upon you right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, your destiny gain a new speed. I said it gain a new speed. I said it gain a new speed. From today, no more slow motion. I say no more slow motion. Somebody under the sound of my voice, over the time, you will always see a dream. And what you see is that you see tortoise, like a tortoise, every time. One of the things tortoise represent is slowness. That is not your portion. Are you catching that now? When you are dreaming and you are seeing eagle, yeah, we are talking about it. It's flying high. You are seeing a horse, it's flying high. But you are seeing a horse that is tied to somewhere. That's something saying you are held down. But in the name of Jesus the Christ, I agree with you today that everything holding any destiny, that power lets you go right now. I thought I would hear your loud amen. That chain is broken off your life. That chain is broken off your destiny. That chain is broken off your family. By the encounter you are having today, I decree that your destiny will shine. Every darkness of obscurity, give way in the name of Jesus. 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 You are doing all your best. Nobody can see you. You are sweating and sweating. Nobody can see it. That darkness of obscurity that is holding down your destiny, I decree that cloud is rolled away. From today, your destiny enjoy unusual favor. Unusual favor. Unusual favor. Unusual favor. Unusual favor. Beginning from now, enter into your royal destiny. Enter into your glorious destiny. Enter into your enviable destiny. The days of sorrow, sorry, shame, that days are finally over in your life. From today, God will be sending destiny helpers your way. Receive your destiny helpers. Receive your destiny helpers. Receive your destiny helpers. Anyone under the sound of my voice, that Satan has afflicted is tying your body. Sick people don't fulfill destiny. But I decree in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that force of sickness is broken off your life. Be healed in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians you saw before, you shall see them no more. 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 Now, from this week, your destiny is advancing. Your destiny is advancing. Your miracle job, enter into it. Miracle promotion, enter into it. Miracle health, enter into it. Whatever you desire in expectation to enter, whatever is your new chapter, I decree by the power of God, enter into it in the name of Jesus. You will testify. You will testify. And you will testify. You want to lift up your hands and give God thanks. Father, thank you. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new chapter. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And give him adoration. Father, we say thank you. Is that the best you can do? Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Congratulate your neighbor and say, neighbor, your destiny is advancing. Congratulate another neighbor. Say, my neighbor, your destiny is advancing. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.